7 minutes past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Jennifer Horn, and I've taken over the roost that Kick dug out. He is coming somewhere, I don't know. Somehow we had some little technical snafu, but he should be along shortly. So until then, it's just us, which I love, and I know this hour we'll be talking about lots of good stuff. Of course, everybody is talking about the Casey Anthony trial, so we'll probably be talking about that, chiming in. What do you think? Is it fair? What happened? I mean, everybody in the courtroom looked absolutely shocked and distraught when the verdict was announced. Everybody but her, she looked excited and happy and, you know, she was crying and showing emotion for the first time in the trial. But I don't know. It was, I guess, an issue of not being able to prove all that physical evidence. So we'll see. Anyway, are we going to take a quick break, Michael, until Doug comes back, or where is he? Oh, we're taking a break? Okay, we're taking a break. We'll be back. And
here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey, parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Oh, wow. Look at this. It's 12 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Woo!
Would you like to see me vamp?
You're very good, Jennifer, yes. The old technical difficulties. Every once in a while, there's a little snafuzzle. We have solar sunspots. I don't know where else they'd come from. You wouldn't have lunar sunspots. So maybe that's a reductive, redaptive, recalcitrant, recusive, all of those crazy those things, too. So here we are with a beginning to a day. There are two names I'm going to start in this hour by focusing on two names. Neither name has ever come off of the tongue of your host before.
Okay.
One of them is a gentleman named Pat Bolin, about whom I have known only because this is a fairly small business, and I've never met the man. I just heard, you know, around the country, there are people who do radio programs, excuse me, and they don't have to be national. They don't even have to be on a big market. But I have, over the years, I've been in State College, Pennsylvania, come across what's going on other radio stations other than the one that I'm competing on. I'm interested in who is on other stations. A fellow named Pat Bolin had been on the radio scene in State College, Pennsylvania for quite a while. And last month he posted on his blog that he had to give up his radio career because he'd been battling brain cancer. Mm-hmm. And it inhibited his ability to function and live alone. So he left State College, went to live with his parents. And again, this is stuff that's on. This is, by the way, has inspired me to start a blog. Watching or reading and following what this fellow has said about his journey. He needed to keep himself stimulated, and so that's why he did his blog. He wrote about his health. He wrote about his passions for football and baseball. The last entry was last week when he said he was hopeful in terms of his rehab to get back on the air, or at least to come back to some sort of norm, and he did not. Apparently, he has passed, as I understand it. He was a program director, news director for some of the stations that are on in State College. Again, we've been in and out.
I remember he passed away. That's very, very sad news.
Yeah, it is. Especially, though, I think one of the things that I'm looking at or thinking about as I read the info, these blogs. I have started following a few blogs, and as you know, I do things in my own time. When I get ready, the technology doesn't, just because there's a 4G phone out there doesn't mean I have to go out and get it. A friend of mine got one yesterday and took her all day long to figure out how to use it, and she paid like $1,000 for all of the bells and whistles that were a part of it. Mm-hmm. But this blogging, if you follow some, and I've, as I said, I've followed three or four, I now understand why people are passionate about other people that they care about telling a story. So I think that's maybe a good reason for me to start doing it. Another fellow who was a radio guy named Larry Kruger, he'd been on in southern New England, passed away over this past weekend as well. He'd been on the radio in the morning with a guy named Salty Brine. And I read these stories and I think not only about the business that I have loved and been in all of my adult life, I guess you could question whether I was told last night I was childish. So maybe part of...
Who told you that?
Not important. I think I am. I think we all have a childlike. I think we have this... imagination... And we have caring, and all of the things that are part of our lives, in a good way. Being childish once in a while is relaxing. It's rewarding. It's good for you. Anyway, so I wanted to acknowledge the passing of Pat Bolin for those who are in State College, and also for those in Southern New England who used to listen to Larry Kruger. I get a kick out of him. There was a beer called Kruger, or was it Ale, I think, Kruger Ale.
Kruger Ale, sure.
Yeah, and so he was the sidekick for this guy, Salty Brian, and Salty referred to him as Larry Ice Cold Kruger. Anyway, so it's just, you think about these things, and it's sad. That's all. It's just one of those things. Now, another name that I never thought would come over my lips was the name of Casey Anthony. I have decidedly stayed away from this fiasco.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it at all.
Not a
word. I've
been
really following the trial. So
not one
not a word.
Mm-hmm. Because I looked at her, looked at all of this stuff, the mystery surrounding it, her sort of trailer trash style of living, and even though it's something that people love to gossip about and talk about. As you suggested, you fall into, you love that stuff. And it's not negative about you, but I can always count on you to get
this. You know, it's not even the gossip aspect. I was really taken by this, the story, and just trying to put it all together myself.
Why? What is there about the story?
Because I just keep flashing back to that picture of that sweet little girl's face and her little eyes looking up, and just you get taken in. Like, what happened to her?
Why do you get taken in, though? Why? Why do you get taken in?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm in a spot
where I feel... It's not a criticism. It's just I'm curious as to why you were taken in.
I think I'm in a spot in my life right now where I've never felt more motherly, and it really irks me to see this kind of crime against a child.
Memo to eligible men, stay away from Jennifer Horn.
But I think that seriously is the thing. It's, you know, I just can't understand what happened to her and why it doesn't seem like she has an advocate out there.
She doesn't, and she will not now because no one... Well, remember how O.J. said he would spend the rest of his life and all of his treasure to find the real killer of his wife. Now the story floating around in a British newspaper this morning is that O.J. has confessed in jail to one of his jail cellmates that he killed his wife, but he did it in self-defense. Because she attacked him with a knife as he came in the back door. That's the story. You've heard that story.
And then he saw Ron Goldman and thought, oh, gosh, and he panicked and he killed him, too. And apparently Ron put up a huge fight and ick.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, but back to Casey Anthony and all of the public reaction to this, including yours. If you'd like to share your thoughts, there isn't a radio program worth its salt today that won't be spending a good deal of time talking about this. There have been a lot of people. Nancy Grace, who is a despicable human being, in my opinion, I wouldn't...
Yeah, I don't typically ever agree with Nancy Grace.
She is she's another, in terms of trash. If you thought that Casey Anthony was trash, Nancy Grace is, too, in a way.
I wouldn't say she's the same kind of trash.
No, she's a different kind of trash. Right, yeah.
Been accused of the same type of thing.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you make of this? Are you shocked by the not guilty verdict? 800-510-8255. Did the jury watch too many episodes of CSI?
It was an all-female jury. That's what I think is interesting, is that there were 8 females, I believe, in the jury pool, and... I wonder how that affected
it. I didn't know. It's not a 12-band jury. It was only 8?
No, 8 of the 12 were female.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So the majority of them.
Yeah.
And I wonder how that... I mean, I almost thought that would go against her because you have...
Mother
women.
Sympathies.
Yeah, you have mothers.
Yeah. Does the CSI effect have any bearing here? Do we have just too much? Our system is different. I remember hearing some of this stuff about fantasy forensics and that sort of thing. What do you think about all of this? 800-510-8255. I want to hear from mothers at 21 after on Good Day.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich apparently had a problem last night again with the children. That happens sometimes to the best of us as they grow and become more a part of the reality they don't want to get away from, especially when as parents, you've had children crawl into bed with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most, Jennifer, you used to crawl into bed.
All the time.
Yeah. And so as they are upset about whatever it is, and this goes, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old sometimes, it's likely to be a problem. And if the child is upset because of they don't understand physically, why is it I don't feel well? I don't get that because they haven't gotten to that point yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they just get scared and they run in and they jump between the parents and they kick around. If they don't feel well, the parents get it sometimes, one of those deals. So at any rate, I think that's what's going on. There are these summer flus going around. Quite a few people have this viral thing.
Yeah.
That becomes part of, I don't know whether it's the swimming pool set. You go into the water in the pool and it has all kinds of bacteria. And
my doctor said it was a bad year for cold and flu.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people who just don't really take good care of their immune system. They're too focused on this germophobia that's around us, and oh, we can't be close to that, and it's dirt, and that stuff's good for you. It really is. So back to the Casey Anthony trial, this saga, if you will. Are you surprised at the reaction to the reaction, much as anything else? So Jennifer, you followed this. We got a little information from you about why you followed it. What did you think of Casey Anthony? What did you think as you followed it? Did you think she was guilty or not guilty?
As I drew my own conclusion, I thought that she was guilty and I thought she'd be convicted with manslaughter. I didn't think she'd get murder once.
Why do you think she's guilty? What did she do? Why would she be convicted of manslaughter? Why did she just neglect the child? What did she do?
Well, yeah, I think there was neglect, but, I mean, she had searches for chloroform on her computer. She had searches for how to break a neck on her computer. Her child was sitting dead in her car for days before she did anything with it.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens unless there's a problem.
She was looking for, well, she didn't report the child missing for a month, right?
For a month. And she went through the phone book and she picked and said, this is the kid is with the nanny. And it just was somebody she picked out of a phone book.
Yeah.
Just a lot of stuff leading up to it. And I mean, she was a partier. She was very irresponsible.
Drugs, tobacco, drinking.
She lied about having a job for 2 years. She'd get up and go somewhere, but it wasn't to work.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I feel sorry for everybody involved because it's just not a good situation.
Why would you feel sorry for her? Why would you feel sorry for her parents?
I feel sorry for her parents.
Really? Were her parents victims in this case? Was her father guilty of being a pedophile?
I personally don't think so. But you know what? You never know what happens behind closed doors. So I'm not going to make that judgment. But obviously, whatever it was, the evidence wasn't enough to say she absolutely did it. There was no physical evidence. So.
Mm-hmm. And so the prosecution did a bad job, it would appear.
I think they thought they were going to skate through it, honestly. And I think that everybody was on that defense lawyer, and they just thought he was kind of a big screw-up, and he was new.
Yeah.
And
Jose Baez, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they maybe got a little too cocky on the old prosecution side.
800-510-8255. No real winners in this case. inside, she, although Casey Anthony will, because she's not very smart, probably take this as some new lease on life or whatever.
Yeah, she'll just write a book and do right. all these things that'll make should be made.
She'll be all over if Oprah was still on. Mm-hmm. She'd go on Oprah. Can't see her on Ellen. I don't know about any of these other new shows. But not a sympathetic person. She's not the type of person, when you look at her, who you get sympathetic.
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier in the hour. She showed no emotion until yesterday.
Huh. Yeah, well, but she doesn't have that. She has no, I don't think she has it in her. And her life is one of those lives, you see this often, that has been so built up around her. She is all she thinks about. Who is the father of this baby? Anybody
no
even
one knows.
Know? Nobody mm-hmm. knows. Okay,
even her brother was tested for paternity of the baby.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Is that supposedly her father molested her, though, starting at the age of 8.
That was what came out during opening statements. Mm-hmm. I don't know that anybody
The whole family was on trial here, it looks like, from mm-hmm. what you review. All right, so we're going to get to some of the Facebook comments. If you feel one way or another, the poll at DougStephan.com, what's your reaction to the verdict? A, it was right, she's innocent. B, it was all the jury could do. The prosecution didn't prove its case. C, hard to say since we don't have all the info. D, it's an outrage, she's getting away with murder. Or E, who's Casey Anthony? Which do you feel is the appropriate response? Check that out when you check out lots of other things. Thank you for those of you who visit every day the website called DougStephan.com.
Summer is here, and it's time for a classic American tradition, the backyard barbecue. According to the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, 80% of North American households own a grill and use it year-round. And more than 65% of Americans like to dress up their grilled dishes with sauces, marinades, or seasonings. A great way to add flavor is with Heinz 57 sauce. First introduced in 1911, the classic sauce is celebrating its 100th anniversary of infusing fun and excitement into the grilling fare of American families. Chef and lifestyle expert Jamie Gwen has more.
You don't need to make a different marinade for everything that you're grilling this summer. I love using Heinz 57 sauce because it's versatile and adds zest and flavor to meats, veggies, and even seafood. Try mixing the sauce with honey for a sweet and simple twist for basting chicken or pork.
For more information, recipes, and 57 ways to add zest to your favorite meals, visit Heinz57.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We'll get to the Facebook comments on Casey Anthony. Also interesting in the world of legalities, the district attorney is going to drop the charges against Dominique Strauss-Kahn today, by the time he goes to court again in a week or two. The top investigator says they have no case. So here's another circumstance where someone can bring charges and the media convicted this guy in 5 seconds. He was guilty. Done. Finished. Fried.
Instead of
ruined his career.
Because we love stories like that. We love terrible sexual stories like that.
Hey.
And we believed in the worst.
The guy was still, you know,
running down the hall naked, yeah.
Right, after what now appears to be a prostitute.
A prostitute. Yeah.
Wearing a maid costume. Like, what? How do we not know she was a prostitute at the beginning?
Well, because the people who are there to enforce the law or prosecute are not very good at their job.
But let me throw this at you. This guy was going to run for president of a pretty powerful country.
So what?
What's to say that she's not a prostitute?
What do you mean?
That they've planted all of this information, and now they've been able to plant it so that it gets dug up by the prosecution and thinks that they have a weak case and drops it.
Hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
What are you talking about? No sense whatsoever. You don't think that a government can't...
I know exactly what you're saying, but the way you put it... I know what you're saying. The conspiratorialist that you say doesn't exist in your body apparently does exist in your body. Yeah, right. But the way you presented it was not particularly grammatically of any... there's no satisfactory...
Okay, Mr. Dudley Steffen.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean.
Well, why do I have to translate it for you? You're an intelligent, articulate adult.
All right, so here's what he's trying to say. You ready? Let me jerseyfy this for you. He's trying to say that the government...
I know what he's trying to say.
I'm trying to say you're a dork.
No, you're not trying to say that. I'm not the issue here. The people who are going to run against him were trying to discredit him so that he would not win the election. And this was all planted... This sort of thing could have been planted, and it could have been.
See, I didn't even think about that.
Oh.
That part I didn't even think about.
Really? What were you thinking?
They were the ones who
if you had done a good job explaining in the first place, I wouldn't have understood it. Please try it again.
I can't help it if you can't understand.
I understand.
I thought that maybe people in his camp planted the evidence to make her look like a prostitute instead of a rape victim.
Uh-huh.
That's what I got from it.
Really?
Well, she understood me. Good.
So, well, she's smarter than I am.
Apparently.
So, under the circumstances, you're saying that the evidence, she's not really a prostitute.
I'm saying, did you think about the possibility that she's not a prostitute, that she is actually a victim of rape, and that there are people high up enough to be able to plant information to make her look like the bad person in all of this?
I think that this Casey Anthony trial, once again, shows how really bad the system is. And when you watch as much television, the system's terrible. It doesn't work. There are people in jail. I was listening to a show
earlier
this moron who was the host of the program said, well, the system works because people only go to jail if they deserve to go to jail. Huh? There are hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of people who are in jail who have no more business being in jail than you and I do.
But in this circumstance, they couldn't prove how she died.
But in the circumstance, right. But
I mean, we all
know that means that the system doesn't find who's guilty. It just looks at the evidence and says, okay, this evidence doesn't make any sense. Therefore, we're not going to convict. Well, as much as I don't like Alan Dershowitz particularly, he was, and I like Piers Morgan even less. The two of them were together last night, and I thought Dershowitz was brilliant when it came to having us understand what the American jury system is all about. It is not about justice. It is not about the truth. It is about whether you have proven your case. So justice is not done. The truth is not learned. And at the end of the day, we have a dead two-year-old. And so what happens because there's a two-year-old who's dead?
Right.
Nothing. Nobody is speaking for the dead two-year-old.
Nope.
Our system...
There's
excuse
so many
me.
Lies.
Yeah. And this woman, this Casey Anthony chick, is just... she just reeks...
She's dirt.
...of dirt.
What? How do you, I'd almost rather go to jail if I were her.
Well, that. She thinks she's won. You can tell by that. She thinks
you saw
that
her
she's.
Face.
Right.
What has she won? What is her life going to be like now? Take a look at OJ's sister. That's what your life
she can disappear.
Be like.
She can go somewhere where nobody will know.
Yeah, I think she's going to be. She's going to get glamorized. I think she's going to get.
I think
tell
she.
Her
I
story.
Think you're right about that. I think she's going to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
She'll do all the stuff these nincompoops that produce these.
She can talk to Dr. Drew for alcohol.
Oh,
problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Let's celebrity rehab next stop.
Mm. Yep.
How many people convicted wrongly in these sorts of cases do you think there are? And then in general, what do you think about our system? Jennifer, let's go to the Facebook comments that you're reading there and find out what people have said. By the way, Richie, this has I was talking earlier about this fellow Boland who was in State College who died and he started a blog. I'm not dying, but I was inspired by his blog and a few other blogs I've been following to sort of do a blog. I now understand why they're of value.
But
I want to sort of start a blog on this thing. Because we've never talked about Casey Anthony before on the air. There's something about this whole thing that stinks.
Well, there's nothing good
reeks.
About it. That's the thing. Why would you want to talk about it? There's nothing
I want
good
to talk about it because there is nothing good. Mm-hmm. And why do we have a system? Once again, we ask the system...
But let me ask you this.
We ask the system a question which the system cannot answer.
You and I both agree that the system is broken because innocent people go to jail based on information that
and,
is not good
and guilty people go free. More important, or but, as important, but, guilty people go
but
free.
But let me ask you this. Without the facts to be able to prove
mm-hmm.
who did it,
yeah.
And how it was
so,
done.
Okay, let's
would you
go back.
Rather just send her to jail?
No.
Would you rather,
no.
Mean, we all know that somehow, some way she was involved, whether she did it or somebody else did it, that some way she had knowledge of
we
this.
We feel that.
We feel that.
We sense
but,
that.
But do you want to send people to jail on that?
No. Here's what I would
see,
like.
That's the thing.
Here's what I would like under the circumstances. It's like the police. We need better trained police, better paid police, and fewer of them.
How do you think that would have helped in this case?
What information? Finished. Hello, I'm not finished with the statement yet. I use that as a comparison.
Okay, so tell me how it would have helped.
The next, I'm telling the audience, you can listen if you'd like.
you know what an ass you sound like when
you're
talking.
Yeah, I am, because you're baiting me, and I want to get this off my chest.
Okay, go.
All right. The thing that is troubling, we hear every day people complaining about the system. The political system doesn't work. The economic system doesn't work. The judicial system. What in the name of heaven in this country is working? Do we have anything that we can say that we can point to other than our civility one to another? Sometimes that's challenging. What is working? And if we agree that most things, most institutions are not working, then what are we doing to fix it? This is just another indication to me that the system is broken. And I believe part of the problem lays at the feet of the media. News media, or the so-called news media, the drivel that comes out of these dopes like Nancy Grace and others who are
are not affirming of anything other than if you have, you know, if you have something outrageous to say, you get a slot. Kind of reminds me of what Bill Clinton said on Air Force One way back. It was 1995, I think, when he was flying over St. Louis. He's being interviewed by one of the guys on KMOX on the plane. And he was talking, Richie, I think you have the excerpt there. If you're really bad at good at bad-mouthing people, you can get a radio talk show host, a radio talk show job. Because that's what this has all come to me. I had dinner last night with a very close friend of mine who is in the trade business. He's a trade publisher of a magazine. And we were talking about what the state is. We've both been in this business for quite a while. We can remember, and I even had this conversation, Richie, with our friend Bob Kay, mm-hmm. who I have been with, and he's been with me for 40-some-odd years, since we both got started. And he said to me last night as we were going through some of the things that we had to do today, that there was nothing fun. Where is there fun? When and I wrote this down, as a matter of fact. I'm looking, because we're kind of we're talking about this program and its relevancy. And one of the things that people find when there's any research, whatever kind of research may be done, is that it's fun. But when's the last time you heard a radio station, the whole station, that was just fun? It's either programmed music, sounds like a jukebox, personalities that are colorless and flavorless, or people who are so acerbic and angry and nasty that it can't possibly be, it's gotcha, but it's not fun.
Well, those are the music stations.
No, I
try
think
to have the fun.
We have the
and
ability.
Talk fun doesn't sell except in the morning.
Yeah. Well.
Anymore.
Why is that?
They used to have the big guy talk stations where it was all fun all the time.
Yeah.
Well, and then fun depending. And then a couple people stepped in it, and now those don't exist anymore. Good bye bye to them.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess I'm back to shaking my head here, trying to figure out what there is that's going on with us. And that's what I think this whole thing with Casey Anthony is it's a symptom of us and what we have that works or doesn't work. Now, I said, Jen, before we get to Dr. Ken, Richie, tell me what time we have to be ready for that. Jennifer, I'm really happy you're following this on Facebook. What are some of the comments there?
Everybody that commented was really upset about the verdict yesterday. Beverly Anderson said, an injustice for a small angel. Tambry Cole said she will be judged by the Almighty, and that's worse. I can't believe those people. What else do they need to prove wrongdoing? No justice done. Michelle Curra said disgusted, like most normal people are, and modern-day Lizzie Borden. Allison Cousins says utterly disgusted. Joel Terska said that's our justice system for you. Hmm. Brad Albertson said devastated. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Colleen Silva said if there's jail time for a DUI, then start throwing the book at O.J. Simpson wannabe types out there. You let off one with media technicalities and they all start getting off. This is an outrage. Just a lot of angry words. Kim Wellborn, may her soul rot from the inside out. May she never have peace. Yeah, I mean, just a lot of anger on her Facebook page.
Yeah, well.
Nobody's going to buy a book from her.
With the Sunday, I think the people will buy a book.
I think
her.
They will. Yeah. Because this will pass, and then they'll be curious. Bobby Lepardi said, where will this chick go? She threw mom and dad under the bus, claimed dad forced sex on her, didn't talk to mom for
months.
That's
why I say she might as well go to jail. She's going to need a place to stay.
Trash city. All right, 46 past the hour. Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance, but you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll be right back.
before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program proudly presents Dr. Ken...
Prevents? Presents.
That might be a better way of putting it, Ken. You're right.
Prevents. I just got that.
I'd take this over again.
You're funny.
13. You think I'm funny, Richard?
Yeah.
Okay. You funny guy, Doug Steffen.
Funny guy.
You're funny.
Funny guy. Okay. Don't get too carried away. We were just talking about you and... Did you hear us talking about you a minute ago?
My waiting room.
In the waiting room.
The reception area. Right,
sounds nice. I'm going to come there for an hour.
It's very relaxing.
Very good.
Very relaxing.
Let's try this. Take two. 13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here, he is a trained medical scientist. We're talking about all kinds of things that require proof, and Ken is the guy who likes to see the proof. So we'll get to some of the things that he's seen and read that have been proven in the various articles that appear in the archives and the journals of medicine, et cetera, et cetera. First, though, something that has been proven, the goodness that comes about as a result of your using the Salon Pause, this patch, I'm looking for something different and more powerful than patch, but it's a pain fighting, it's a proven pain patch to fight the pain that you get from exercising, if you like to go to the gym, that sort of thing, or maybe you do the same repetitive motions at work all the time. There is something, this is so easy, it's so simple, it's so good, it is something that you use and you don't get grease all over. I mean, it just makes so much sense, Ken.
Comes in two varieties, the arthritis patch, the pain-relieving patch, and it's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain patch. It works. It's safe. It won't upset your stomach. I strongly recommend it.
As a special offer to you folks, you can get a free sample of Salon Pause and a valuable coupon by going to drkenshow.com. Click on the Salon Pause button. It is recommended by doctors like Dr. Ken. You need to check it out at Dr. Ken Show or DougSteffen.com. So we have more on autism. This is a discussion that we often have here because you and I don't agree necessarily on what the tenets of it are, how it gets started and stuff. What's the new info, Ken?
Well, just the facts, ma'am. This is out of the archives of General Psychiatry, just out that environmental factors, Doug, may play a greater role in autism than previously thought. They did two studies that were published, fraternal twins that only share half the genes, unlike identical twins, a lot of autism in fraternal twins, and also mothers of children with autism were twice as likely to have been prescribed a common antidepressant during the year before their pregnancy than mothers of healthy children. It appears that something, drugs, chemicals, or infections are going on to increase the risk of autism in kids that are genetically predisposed.
Overweight men have a bad sperm count. Why does this not surprise any of us?
Yeah, exactly. Annual conference of the European Society of Human Reproduction and Embryology, another good reason to get down to ideal body weight. Your actual sperm count is just lower. So men and women who are obese are less fertile, Doug.
Less fertile. Pfizer's quit smoking drug is a problem.
This is really a downer. Canadian Medical Association, we broadcasted 2 weeks ago that men and women who have had a heart attack in the past were at increased risk of a second heart attack with Chantix. Now a study just out showing that all of us are at increased likelihood of having heart trouble if we use Chantix. It was a 72% higher risk of getting a heart problem if you'd use Chantix.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Kind of a sobering hour, the discussion about this Casey Anthony trial, et cetera, et cetera, what it does to our feelings. I think the country today, in many ways, feels extraordinarily sad or angry. Isn't it interesting how we can build so much of our own emotion into the frustrations over something that really is, it's sort of a black and white. The good guys, the bad guys. You really don't see. I was listening to, you're going to think I'm crazy pulling this together, but follow me.
Trust me.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday, Terry Gross on that Fresh Air show that she does on PBS did a thing on Gene Autry, which I found fascinating.
Your fave.
Yeah, well, it was just, I love Gene Autry, and so I listen. I don't listen to Terry Gross. I just happened to be driving to Western Mass last night, and I had it on as so I listened. And she took part of his career as a film star, and she was excerpting things from various shows, the moments from these various shows. And most of it was either about his having a radio show as part of the theme, if you will, of the plot to the movie, or the focus on the good guys and the bad guys. And the good guys were, even in the era that, this is the 40s, the 30s and the 40s, the bad guys were Eastern, the Eastern guys that came west. Yeah, the bad guys from the East. And as I thought about that, and I'm thinking about this Casey Anthony thing, the fact that Gene Autry and others like him, you can bring it to Indiana Jones, maybe, is a good example. Spielberg and Lucas are great, Star Wars, at finding and identifying and making us not like the bad guys. The good guys wore white, the bad guys wore black. It was that simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this circumstance where there is somebody, the media has clouded the good guys and the bad guys. That's really what's happened here. Too much media exposure and incompetence is, well, that's pretty much what I was saying before. The prosecution, what I didn't finish, Richie, when you interrupted me about the police. We don't have enough good police. They aren't well trained enough and they aren't paid enough. We have too many bad police. The same can be said for those who are prosecutors or in the public sector in general. That was the theme. That was where I was going with that. The public sector has too many people in it who don't do their job, who expect to get paid, and who are not particularly smart or well-trained. They go, the people who do a good job in public service are tainted by those who don't do a good job. And we all know there are really good prosecutors who really believe in their work, who work in the public sector. They are not well-paid. They ought to be. They are not well-trained. They ought to be. It's the same thing. If you want to get convictions based on, I mean, there are plenty of people who go into private practice who are good. What do we do to keep those people in public service? We train them better, we pay them better, and therefore get better results. You can look at some of the attire, and I don't mean to be catty about this, but look at some of the things that these people wear versus the suits that are worn by the $300 an hour lawyers. Why shouldn't the prosecutors get paid $300 an hour or the equivalent or whatever they take out of it? Do you see what I'm saying? That's the problem
This
and
woman
in her
should...
case, how does the defender, the defending lawyer, get paid $300 an hour? She didn't have any money.
I don't know, because I've not followed this case, frankly. I determined a long time ago I didn't want to follow it. But who knows how he get paid? That'd be a good thing to investigate. I'd like to know the answer to that myself, frankly. All right, here's another question I want the answer to. How much time are you spending on tweeting, and is it worth the effort? Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, now may encourage you to rethink your strategy on Good Day.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Twitter has put out some eye-opening numbers on just how busy its platform really is. The company said that 200 million messages of 140 characters or less are sent every day. That's a 10 million page book, if you're wondering. Or 8,100 copies of War and Peace. Reading all those tweets, just one day's worth, would take you 31 years. But let's talk about this volume and Twitter itself. As you know, it's physically impossible to read the tweets of even just the people you are following. Which means, how many people are reading your stuff on Twitter? Who cares if you have 50,000 followers if only 5 people see what you've written? Further, these people who live out their lives communicating in one sentence or less are going to have real problems when required to hold an intelligent conversation face-to-face with a real human being in the same room when required. But that's just me. I'm Alex Goldfain.
All right, so Alex answers the question, how much money? I was talking to, you know, in Canada, their cell phone usage is much more expensive than ours. It's amazing. They have no plans. No, they have anything. They're very expensive.
Columbia, they don't have plans either.
Yeah. 50. My plan is that